everyone. Welcome to Every Great Adventure Begins as a Dream, a podcast where I inspire you to get out there and see the world. I'm Donna, a baby boomer and somewhere in the vicinity of being a senior citizen. I spent nearly 20 years as a professional travel counselor helping thousands of people see the world. Prior to that, I was in the U.S. Navy, ultimately attaining the rank of commander. My first duty station was in Neomakri, Greece. Now that was a great adventure. I was truly living the dream. Although I've traveled a lot, there's still a lot of world out there for me to see. Since I'm not getting any younger, I've got to keep going to see as much as I can before I can't. So, let's dream together and plan our next great adventure. For more inspiration, you can follow me on my blog at everygreatadventure.com, where you can also see my travel photos. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Every Great Adventure. Of course, you can always reach me by email. My address, Donna@everygreatadventure.com. I was really worried I wouldn't be able to do it. Should I even attempt to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge? What if I froze and couldn't keep going? Would I ruin the tour for everyone else? It was Art's niece Emily who put us onto the bridge climb. She had gone to Australia a few years earlier and climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge with a group of her friends. She said it was great fun and she knew we'd love it too. Unfortunately, I don't think Emily knew I was afraid of heights. It wasn't until we went to Chichen Itza that I even realized I had a problem. At this time of my life, I was in good condition. I was a certified aerobics dance instructor and worked out regularly. It was pretty hot the day we climbed to the top of the pyramid called El Castillo. I remember being surprised at how my heart was pounding as we neared the top. It wasn't until I turned around and stood facing out to the vast nothingness in front of me that I realized what was happening. I was afraid of heights. Honestly, I don't mind heights too much if I feel secure. For instance, flying is no problem for me, and I had no issues when we went on a hot air balloon ride in Egypt. Even going to the viewing platform on the Burj Khalifa in Dubai wasn't an issue. But here, there were no guardrails, and one could easily fall head over heels down the side of this pyramid. I quickly stepped back and leaned against the wall, breathing heavily. I managed to calm myself enough to take a few photos. Then I somehow had to get back down from the top of this pyramid. I edged myself back to the steps. There was a chain anchored along the steps of the pyramid, but no handrail. Now, I've never felt comfortable on stairs. Whenever I go up or downstairs, I hold on to the handrail. If I need to go up or downstairs with something in my hands, I take it 2 feet per step, like a little kid. Those stairs with open treads, you know, the kind you can see through, really freak me out. I can manage going up a couple of rungs on a ladder, but that's about it. I don't even feel comfortable standing on a step stool. I knew I had to have something to hang on to get myself back down those steps. So I sat down and grabbed the chain. I lowered my behind down the steps, one at a time, all while clinging onto that chain, all the way to the bottom. Art's youngest son was about 7 or 8 at the time, and he sat on the other side of the chain and sweetly talked to me all the way down. I will say I've never let my fear of heights stop me from doing the things I want to do. I climbed up into the head of the Statue of Liberty. I got about a third of the way up and turned to Art, who was behind me, and said, "I can't do this." His reply, "There are people behind us. You can't turn back now." So I slowly plodded my way up the remainder of the stairs. I'm sure the people behind us weren't too happy, but I made it. Inside of the Sagrada de Familia in Barcelona, Spain, we went into one of the towers with circular stairs inside. Of course, there were no handrails and the steps were narrow and uneven. I really started to worry, though, when I heard people coming down the same set of stairs we were on. I just froze and tried to melt into the walls so they could pass. Even though I don't like it, I do climb stairs and ladders. I sweat profusely and breathe heavily. My heart races. Of course, now I just tell people it's because I'm so overweight and out of shape. They really don't need to know the full reason I'm all sweaty and red in the face. When we decided to go to Australia, Art immediately said, "We have to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge." My heart did sink a bit, but I won't give in. I can't let my fears keep me from at least trying to do things. We were taking back-to-back cruises. The first was from Auckland, New Zealand to Sydney, Australia. The second was round trip from Sydney and went to several of the islands. This meant we had the day in Sydney between the two cruises. We thought this would be the perfect time to do the bridge climb. Believe it or not, I was excited to get to Sydney and awoke early to watch us pulling into the harbor. We had a great view of the Opera House from our stateroom, so I was able to take a few early morning photos. Our bridge climb wasn't scheduled until about 11 a.m., so we took our time eating breakfast and then headed off the ship. We walked around Sydney for a while and finally, when it was closer to our scheduled time, walked over to an area known as the Rocks, where we found the office for the bridge climb. We were early, but they had space available and moved us up to an earlier tour than the one we had reserved. As I'm sure you'd guess, you can't just walk in and go up to the bridge. The first requirement is to sit through a short briefing and then fill out the release and health and safety forms. They ask a lot of questions, such as do you have high blood pressure, heart disease, asthma, diabetes, and so forth. Art ticked off several of those boxes. If it looks like you might have issues, another person goes over the information with you and asks additional questions. Basically, they need to know if your diseases are managed. The guides are trained to deal with just about anything from a medical emergency to a panic attack. Our biggest concern was Art's diabetes, but they reassured us that the guides carry glucose gel with them in case someone's blood glucose level should drop too low, so we didn't need to carry any food with us. After completing the required forms, you're shown to the changing rooms. Here, there are lockers where you must store and secure all your belongings. Then everyone changes into the provided jumpsuit. You're not allowed to bring any personal items with you on the climb other than glasses or the provided ball cap, both of which will be tethered to your jumpsuit. Sorry, but you're not allowed to take your own camera up with you. The idea is they don't want you to have anything with you that would encumber your movement or that you could drop along the climb. Let's face it, even a small camera could inflict a lot of damage when dropped 440 feet. But not to worry, they'll take a few photos for you. Now it's time for a practice run. You enter a large area where they have a mock-up of the ladders that you'll be climbing on the bridge. Here you experience getting tethered to the safety rod and climbing up and transitioning from one ladder to the next. I started up the ladder and could feel my heart begin to race. I kept going, one rung at a time, until I reached the top of the first ladder and had to transition over to the next. You see, the ladders aren't directly above one another. You must step either left or right to the next ladder. That meant taking one hand off the ladder to slide my tether over to the next. Then step over and move my body over to the second ladder. I could feel my hands sweating. Ever so slowly, I managed to get myself transitioned over to the other ladder and began climbing up the second ladder to the platform above. I did it! High fives all around! Next, we walked through a series of openings and soon were out on the base of the bridge. We were actually walking on the metal structure under the roadway of the bridge. In no time, we were over the water of the harbor. We were going up gradually at this point, and stepping through the openings was as difficult as it got. I just kept my focus on where I was going and not was, or wasn't, below me. After a short time, we reached the pylon, and our guide stopped us so we could all regroup, and then she gave us some information about the bridge. Before we moved on, she checked to make sure that everyone was okay. It's in the pylons where you climb the ladders. One foot up, adjust grip, other foot up. One foot up, adjust grip, other foot up. Up I went. Since I was at the front of the group, everyone else had to go at my pace, so at least I didn't feel rushed. I'm sure when I got to the top, I must have been red in the face. My heart was beating quickly, but I was okay. I did it. Now we were on top of the archway of the bridge. If you ever see a picture of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, look for what appear to be little ants on top of the arches. Those are the people climbing the bridge. To me, this was not quite as scary, as you could see the deck of the bridge and the cars beneath us. If we had been looking all the way down to the water, that might have been a different experience. About midway to the summit of the arch, our guide stopped to give us some additional information about Sydney, the harbor, and the bridge itself. This allowed us time to regroup and catch our breath. It also allowed the groups ahead of us time to have their photos taken. Other than being a little out of breath, I was fine on this part of the climb. I did watch my feet to make sure I stepped squarely on each riser as we walked along. I was able to hold on to the railing, and I was fine. As we were on an arch, we were still going up steps, but each one was only a few inches higher than the previous. We got up near the top of the arch and stopped so our guide could take photos. Then we walked across the top, had a few more photos taken, and even made a brief video. After crossing over, we began our ascent down the arch in the same direction from which we came. Things started easily. The risers going down the arch were not an issue. Then we came to the pylon. Now I had to go down the ladders. Going down ladders is a completely different experience than going up. Going up, you merely step up from the ground. Going down, you actually step off the secure platform on which you're standing. I looked down the opening to see where I needed to step. Oh my, it was a long way down. I put one foot on the ladder and then clamped my hands onto the sides of the ladder. Then I had to unglue my foot from the solid platform, my last vestige of security, and place it on the rung of the ladder. I took a deep breath. I made it. Now I had to look at each rung of the ladder to see where to place my feet. Looking up is never as bad as looking down. Thoughts were spinning through my head. Oh my goodness, I could fall and kill myself. What was I thinking? I can't do this. Art called to me and said, "How are you doing?" I replied shakily, "I don't know." "You got this, babes. You got up, you'll get down," he responded as a matter of fact. I stopped, took a deep breath, and just began repeating to myself, "I can do this. I can do this." And then I had to switch over to the other ladder. I didn't want to let go of that first ladder. "I can do this," the mantra kept going through my mind. I slowly stepped over, transitioned my hands, and then the other foot. Once again, I did it. "I can do this. I can do this," I murmured. I was sweating from both fear and exertion. It seemed like there were twice as many ladders going down as there were going up. And finally, I got to the platform. Grinning from ear to ear, I turned to Art and said, "I did it. I did it. I really did it." We quickly walked along the road deck back to the building. We went back to our lockers and changed. I was ecstatic. We were presented with our certificate of completion and the photo of our group at the summit. Both are included with the summit climb that we did. We bought t-shirts and the entire optional photo package. I wanted proof that I really climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge. To be honest, I was so euphoric at that point, if they'd offered it, I probably would have bought the bridge. There are several different bridge climbs, requiring a minimum of 2.5 hours. Children ages 8 to 15 and at least 1.2 meters tall are permitted to climb when accompanied by a parent or guardian. Don't even think about using age as an excuse not to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge, as there is no age limit. The oldest person to complete the climb was 100. As long as you're physically capable, there are no excuses. If you're 75 years or older, you'll need to have a certificate of health from your physician, but that's it. So, here's my challenge to you. If you're heading to Sydney, climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Seriously, if I can do it, you can do it too. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you did, be sure to share it with a friend. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Every Great Adventure. Visit my website at everygreatadventure.com where you can sign up for my blog. Until next week, keep dreaming of your next great adventure.